motivating the coaches, getting the coaches to buy in, those sorts of things? What are the main things that are?
The key part of that, and I enjoyed that side of it, having to be a man manager in a way. I had to manage staff, I had to manage players. The biggest one, as we all know, you have to manage parents. But I think if you can manage parents correctly and you come across in the right way, parents will always respect what you do and respect what you say. And that's something I learned very quickly was, if I ever had a problem with the parents, I'd always be up front. We'd be up front with the player, up front with the parents, and then we'd have a clean slate and we'd work. If that was staff, some of the parts I really enjoyed was upskilling staff, and I'm not someone who knows anything, so I'll know 1% of football and I'm always learning, but I made sure that everything I knew and I'd learned over the years, whether that was from coaches I work with at Everton, courses, etc., from networking, I always tried to upskill the coaches. So we had a real strong CPD program in place for the staff, where we go and watch. Sometimes we go and watch the under-23s boys, and we'd set tasks in terms of for the staff to do, so to learn. We recorded a lot of the training sessions, and we give the staff feedback in terms of on the coaching delivery and what we could improve on, and was it aligned to what we were coaching for what the club want for the philosophy. So looking at loads of different ways we could do it. We've done a lot of team bonding, staff bonding, which was key, trying to get a real good togetherness between us. But I had a really good group of staff there who bought into what we wanted to do. But the most important part, just worked hard, gave me everything I had, and I didn't have any issues with that. The only ones you then have the issues is you always get coming the back end of a season. So is when you've got to retain and release. Like when you've got to retain and release players, it's never easy. And it always seems to be the technical director who gets the release ones. So yeah, they were probably the only difficult conversations. But if you do things right, I believe, and you're honest with the player throughout the season, you're giving them the best opportunity to succeed, but you're giving them the best opportunity then at the same time to go, it might not repeat for you at this time. You need to look at something else maybe. And I think if you're open and honest with your ILOs when you do them, you put your player reviews and reflections with parents when we've done 3 times a year, I think you're open and honest within them. So, and you highlight the areas that maybe not hitting the thing we need them to hit. I think those conversations become easier. So really with parents, I didn't really have an issue, which was probably a surprise. It was more around getting all the work in with the youth age groups, because I was still leading in the 21s. So my days become really long. But you know what? I absolutely loved it because I learned a lot about myself as a coach. I learned a lot about how I had to lead and manage staff, which was really important.
And so tell us about then, so now tell us about Man United move then, how that came about.
So the Manchester United move come about, that come around January time. I'd obviously had, with Liverpool, we didn't agree on terms, in other words. I had my thoughts on what I wanted and they had their thoughts on what they wanted. And obviously we then didn't agree a contract. So I was then made the decision, obviously I'd come away from it. And then obviously I took probably 2 or 3 months all to kind of, the next one was going to be big for me because I needed to make the right decision. I was getting on a little bit and I need to make sure that I'm making sure that I can make the right decision, not just from a football perspective, which is the number one thing in my head all the time when I make a decision. Is it right for me footballing wise? But it was also right for me personally because I didn't want to keep, I don't want to be in a job for two or three years and then leave it, 2 or 3 years, then leave it, because it puts you in a situation where you just constantly hopping all the time. So yeah, that come around in January. A person I'm really close with who obviously works at Man United with their under-21s, the academy manager, Charlotte. She approached me and asked me, I'd be interested in coming into a role at Manchester United with the under-21s because her assistant had left. And surprisingly, her assistant had gone to Liverpool to take the role I had.
There you go.
So she asked me and I said, yeah, I'd just get my feet back on the ground. I was coaching 4 days a week with the game on a weekend in the evenings. But what was good for me, so I wanted to really just get back on the grass and deliver, because with my previous role, I was on the grass delivering as much as I could, probably 80% of the time, but you still had the other backlog to deal with. Whereas in this role, it was just, I just want to come in and coach. If I can, tell me what I need to do and I'll do it. And you know what? I absolutely loved it. Coming in January, the club was so welcoming in terms of what they done for me. I was introduced to everyone I need to be introduced to. The processes were really quick. And then I was on the pitch coaching within 3-4 weeks. So I had absolutely no issues. And when everything was cleared through DBS and everything, I was in and around, obviously, the under-21s girls, able to get on the pitch and coach again. And I think that materialised then. I was really welcomed by Casey, obviously the first team manager, when she was there, obviously with her being there. I've been and asked her to watch some of the first team sessions so I could see how they were working. And so then I could link that back to the under-21s. Watched a lot of theirs. And she then asked me to come down and be around her a couple of times. And obviously on a game day, a couple of times asked me to give her any feedback that I'd seen during the game, if that was half time or that was a couple of days after, in terms of how they played. And it materialised from there. We obviously went into a lockdown in March, which I thought had completely killed my chances of progressing at the club, because it was like it hit all clubs hard. But it didn't, you know what? And then it comes to July, and Casey's assistant was obviously retiring. So Casey asked me then in July, would I be interested in coming in as their assistant with the first team? And was a shocked, yeah.